Podcast. I am Sherry Ross Maynard.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Vantrell Maynard. And today's topic, Killing We Softly. I know some of us remember that song, Killing Me Softly, and I know I get all that. But we got to play on the words and what it simply means. And this is a brilliant title from my wife, is how an organization can be damaged when we fail to address issues either immediately or we don't address them at all. And if you know, let me give you an example. Let's say someone is in the food service industry, and I'm going to tell you right now, not many are gold standard nowadays. Honestly, you have three people. We went by a restaurant. We'll leave it unnamed. But we went by a restaurant, was it yesterday, and had like three people working. And somebody was cooking the chicken, and another person was at the counter. And what was the other person doing?
They went to drive-thru
window. Yeah, drive-thru window. So it's very hard to really find, you know, with great gold standard foods, fast food service businesses. Now, you always have, you have your few, you know, you have your staples that are consistent. But my point is, let's say someone works in the window where they're, you know, giving the customers their food or even a cashier, and they have a horrible attitude. I mean, it's just, it oozes out of them, just nasty attitude. Just oozes out of where they are into the car of the customer. That's something you have to address immediately. You have to address it immediately. There was a true story. Years ago, I went to a restaurant. I won't name the name, but I went to a restaurant for my lunch break. As I pull up to the drive-through window, and as I pull up through the drive-through window to pay my money, because they have the two windows, of course, you know, you pay your cash, you pay the cashier, and then you go to the next window to pick up your food. So the young lady that in the first window, she's taking my money, but at the same time, she's hollering out an expletive, turning around. Apparently, she's arguing with somebody that's in the food area. So I pull up to the next window. And now this young lady has come from the first window where you collect the money all the way over to the food window. And it's physical. And I'm hearing the assistant manager like, chill out. And the expletives, the bad words were just excruciating. And when I got in my car, got my food. I just wanted my food. I was already in my car, but I got my food. I eventually called the office and I let them know what happened. So the guy that ran the store, he was at the office. He calls me back because I left a number. I actually left a message for him to call me. And he did. He called me back and I told him everything that happened. And he said, those young ladies were fired immediately, but he also reprimanded the assistant manager because I called him before he did. And my thoughts were this. I would want someone to tell me if a store I was in charge of was highly dysfunctional. He handled it immediately. Immediately, those ladies were fired. And he immediately reprimanded that assistant manager because the assistant manager did not immediately call the office and communicate this matter to him. I'll never forget that incident.
Yeah, it's hard, I would say, to find good help at times. And then when you do have help with potential, that potential has to be coached. That potential has to be trained. And a part of training is making sure that the help is being held accountable. And so I think the reprimand to the manager is necessary because that's a part of accountability. And so the owner was holding the manager accountable because the manager failed to hold the employees that he or she were supervising accountable. I think that's, I think to tie it into the topic, you can kill a culture softly. You can kill a customer experience softly, subtly. Toxicity can be injected into the culture for failure to be promptly decisive about the decisions that you need to make and things that you need to address. Some stuff can be addressed progressively, like you said, but some stuff has to be addressed
immediately.
Mm-hmm. And in a situation like that, when it's happening in front of people, you have to address it immediately. I think that sets a tone, too. I think that sets a precedent mm-hmm. for the other employees, because if you show as a leader that you are passive in addressing certain things, then other people will take liberty to behave a certain way or to engage. Like if the leader, for example, let's say it's about timeliness, if the leader is not on time and if the leader doesn't address when employees show up late, you create a culture of that being accepting, of that being okay when it's in fact not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just indecision to address stuff immediately, not being confident, not being courageous enough to do it.
That's it. That's the word.
Is a part of the issue.
That's the word. We can, you know, it's all about what makes me comfortable. And it's uncomfortable to address things quickly. It's uncomfortable to reprimand someone unless you have a personal vendetta and you couldn't wait. Like, you couldn't wait for them to mess up. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm waiting for you. Oh, I'm waiting. I got one in the chamber. I am waiting for you. Outside of that, you know, the kind of psychotic supervisor, it can be uncomfortable. An uncomfortable conversation. It can be uncomfortable firing someone. But which discomfort do you prefer?
Come on. Yeah, that's
it. Do you prefer the discomfort of your feelings or the discomfort of being in the red?
Yeah.
Of your organization being destabilized? Because that's long-term discomfort. In fact, that goes from discomfort to disruption.
Yeah.
From disruption to destruction. So discomfort, disruption, destruction. Because we were uncomfortable. Well, if you're going to be in leadership, you're going to be uncomfortable sometimes. You're going to make decisions. You're going to have to address some things. You're going to have to have the what is called uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. It is a part of life. You cannot be that type of leader to go in a cave when a problem arises, especially something that threatens the harmony and the harmonious flow of your culture, because you didn't deal with it. You didn't address it, and people are watching you. So just like you said, you're setting a precedent when you do address mm-hmm. things. Guess what? You're also setting a precedent when you don't. People are watching you. So because you didn't address that person's been late 5 straight times, and I'm not talking about 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
They have been monumentally late on a consistent basis with no consequences and repercussions. What message are you sending? You can sit up here and say all day, I'm not sending a message. Yes, you are.
Right.
Your passivity, your refusal to address certain things because of whatever reasons there may be, they're sending a message to other employees. They're sending a message to others that are working in your company or in your organization that it's okay. They're not going to say anything. And if you say something to somebody else and you didn't say it to the other person,
exactly.
Oh, you have a problem. It is going to be, you're going to have multiplication problems.
Yeah.
You're going to have calculus 3 problems
yeah.
in your company, in your department, because you didn't address something. Because of how it made you feel. That, you know, we don't realize that can be a form of selfishness because we don't want to feel uncomfortable.
Right, exactly.
That's a form of selfishness.
Yeah.
You're putting your feelings at that moment above the company bottom line, above departmental upward trajectory.
Right.
You're putting all of that over that.
Right.
Your feelings. Well, we don't, when you sign up to be in charge, when you take a promotion, or you want to build a company from the ground up and the company's starting to get some legs and starting to gain some traction, the minute you start gaining traction, it is going to be inevitable that you're going to have some trouble.
Yeah.
Because when something gains traction, when something starts to grow, new problems arise.
Yeah.
And some of the problems you have to address immediately and some you address eventually. You categorize them. Mm-hmm. You have to know what category they belong to. You know, what can I deal with tomorrow? I can wait to deal with that eventually. I'll deal with that in the meeting. Right now, we got other things to do. Versus, no, I got to deal with this today.
Yeah.
Like you were in hospitality and you totally went Pulp Fiction on a customer.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, what's going on?
Yeah. I'm when you said, the uncomfortable conversation, there was someone who I formerly worked with who used a different set of terminology to describe the exact same thing. She would call it courageous conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, sometimes we're going to have to just be brave and have a courageous conversation. It takes courage. If you're going to lead, you cannot be cowardly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to lead, you have to be courageous. Because it's going to have moments where you are uncomfortable. There are going to be moments where you are going to be inconvenienced and you have to just woman up or man up and do what's necessary because truth be told, that's the requirement of leadership. You don't have to be, and when you're having a courageous conversation, just in case somebody's listening who says, well, that's just not my personality. I'm not saying that you have to be loud. I'm not saying that you have to be, you know, that domineering type of personality. You can be quiet, you can be soft-spoken, but the courage that it takes is to have the conversation. It's to avoid the conversation is cowardly. To avoid talking to someone who you're supervising or someone who you're responsible for leading and avoiding those conversations because maybe you were friends, maybe you were former colleagues, and now there's an awkwardness there because now you've shifted to a different position where you're in a supervisor position over there and they are now subordinate to you. And so now you're uncomfortable or maybe you're supervising or you're leading someone who's older than you because that can be awkward. That can be a little intimidating depending upon the personality of the older person and how you were raised. And if you were raised to be very respectful of your elders, it could create some hesitancy on your part when you step into a leadership position to now have to enforce or to monitor processes for deviations and things of that nature, because now you're in a position where you have to communicate. It's not comfortable. Let's just be honest. It's not comfortable to have to call people in and sit them down. And some people enjoy that type of stuff, right? And it depends on the person and the personality of the person. But most people who are people-oriented type people don't look forward to the firing conversation or the disciplinary conversation.
No,
or let's say you're in a leadership position and it's a hygiene conversation.
You must have been reading my mind. I promise you must have been. Man, my thoughts must have popped up.
And, yeah, like a hygiene conversation.
That was one of the examples I was thinking about. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but you know, ignoring it, what ends up happening is people start talking about it.
Right.
And then you're walking around this person acting as if you don't smell them. And I'm like, you know, people know that, wait a minute, you have to, it's almost like you smelled them before you saw them. Let me tell you this, and you know, look, and we're winding this thing down because I can tell where it's going. It's going down. It's rolling down the stairs real fast. But let me say this. If I smell you before I see you, before you come in the room, we got to have a conversation.
We need to have a conversation. Yes.
We really do.
Yes.
Now, whatever you want to tell, you want to go out there and blast, you know, and talk about what we talked about, that's on you. I'm not trying to embarrass you. But I'm trying to help you because it's it hurts our culture.
Yeah.
And we're going to stop right there.
Listen. No, I definitely think, yeah, these conversations will be uncomfortable, you guys, but from time to time, you're going to have to brave it. You're going to have these uncomfortable conversations for the sake, as my lovely husband has already stated, for the sake of the bottom line, for the sake of the overall mission of the organization and the function and the mission of the unit itself. So listen, we are definitely not out of content, but we are out of time. For this episode of the Common Sense Leader podcast, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share with your friends so we can get our subscribers up. Also visit us, our YouTube channel, go like our Facebook page and just visit the website and see all of the products and the services and the resources that we have available for you. So again, not out of content, you guys, but we are out of time. So until the next time, be good, do good. Peace.